Ever since word got out that Don DeLillo was working on a novel about September 11th, anticipation has been building. After all, DeLillo has claimed plots and conspiracies as his literary subject. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review of DeLillo's new novel, Falling Man.
Can you write a novel about September 11th and sidestep its most horrific images? The smash of the planes, the collapse of the Twin Towers? Don DeLillo leaves that question dangling in readers' minds until the final 10 pages of his much-anticipated novel, Falling Man. It's not until the last chapter that DeLillo puts aside whatever misgivings he has about being exploitative and goes for broke, giving us not one, but two claustrophobic insider versions of the climactic moments of 9/11. First, we're in the mind of one of the hijackers, blood-stained, box cutter in hand, strapped into his jump seat. At the explosive instant of impact, our perspective leaps. Now we're in the mind of an office worker inside the South Tower, feeling it impossibly lurch. No doubt because DeLillo knows he's so good at summoning up these you-are-there scenes of the unthinkable. The prime example in his work is the Kennedy assassination scene in Libra. He hesitates to dramatize the still raw events of September 11th. We readers know DeLillo has qualms about evoking 9/11 because he tells us so through the virtually neon-lit symbol that gives this novel its name. Falling Man, as DeLillo imagines him, is a controversial performance artist who begins mysteriously appearing around New York City shortly after the horror. Dressed in a business suit and tethered to a safety harness, Falling Man jumps from high public places, reenacting the awful plunge of office workers from the towers, much as DeLillo, as a different kind of artist, performs the same feat in his novel. Some New Yorkers find the figure of Falling Man an exhibitionist, while others hail him as a new chronicler of the Age of Terror. DeLillo obviously is anticipating the same kind of angry responses to this novel that Libra stirred up. Namely, how dare a novelist help himself to real-life catastrophe as a fictional subject? It's a legitimate objection, I guess, but as a reader, I had no qualms about surrendering myself to the voyeuristic horror of DeLillo's last pages. By the time I reached that last chapter of Falling Man, I was just so grateful to feel anything, as opposed to the vacancy I'd been lost in throughout the rest of the novel. For page after muted page, Falling Man catalogs post-traumatic numbness. The main character, Keith Neudecker, who's that office worker trapped in the South Tower, spends the days, months, and years following 9/11 tamping down his terror by losing himself in walking and marathon poker games. His estranged wife, Leanne, runs a writing workshop for Alzheimer's patients whose memories are dwindling down to a last bare state. Leanne's mother, a retired art professor, stares and stares at a minimalist painting of bottles that look vaguely like the Twin Towers. Taken together, this collage of shell-shocked images makes DeLillo's novel read like some World War I poetry by Siegfried Sassoon or Wilfred Owen. Except that their poems were powerful in part precisely because they were poems. Shell shock alone isn't enough to sustain a novel, even a thin novel like this one. What fiction about 9/11 has a responsibility to do is to enlighten readers, to take us beyond our own memories of the day, our conventional wisdom, even the gripping reportage of nonfiction. The word responsibility sounds Victorian, but the ironic thing about DeLillo is that for all his celebrated coolness and pomo intermingling of pop culture and high art and rejection of conventional plot, characterization, and dialogue, his greatest novels, like White Noise and Libra, have never shied away from offering moral judgment and finding larger significance in even mundane events. Here, he shrugs off or simply can't fulfill that mission. Listen to this all-too-characteristic passage from the novel in which the narrator describes Leanne's post-9/11 newspaper reading. She read newspaper profiles of the dead, every one that was printed. Not to read them, every one, was an offense, a violation of responsibility and trust. But she also read them because she had to, out of some need she did not try to interpret. Leanne may not be up to interpreting that need, but DeLillo should be. And given that DeLillo is our jagged poet of conspiracy, of men in small rooms whispering secrets, weaving plots, his failure to deepen our understanding of September 11th is especially disappointing. Instead, Falling Man is just a series of gestures, some contorted, some striking, but all of them infuriatingly empty nonetheless.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Falling Man by Don DeLillo.